This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM and welcome to Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry. Cecil Newry is on his way into studio and has asked me to just start the show this morning for him. There is a conversation lined up. I could start right here. Today we are going to be looking at the Privy Council ruling and the potential impact or the implications arising from the ruling. And we're going to start by referencing these three articles that were in the papers this last week. Sans, DNA testing could spell trouble, FNM chairman warning of significant upheaval from paternity proposal. That was in the Nassau Tribune on the 8th of May. Second article, AG says government discussion expected on how to evaluate paternity in light of ruling. Another Tribune article, the 10th of May. And Bell, DNA testing may need to be considered following Privy Council ruling on citizenship. And that was also May 10th. These are some really, this is a very interesting ruling. I don't know if we're going to get into the ruling itself, but this conversation about paternity is very interesting. And when Dwayne Sands, the chairman of the FNM, said that DNA testing could spell trouble, FNM chairman warning of significant upheaval from paternity proposal, I really wondered, well, what is the trouble that it could spell? Because surely DNA testing provides the degree of certainty that the law and the government says that they require for making citizenship decisions. And I imagine it's a matter of urgency, because in today's Tribune, we see the Minister of Labor and Immigration making a statement, and the article is entitled, Citizenship Ruling Will Affect 1,500 applications. I'm going to read from the article quickly as Mr. Newry has joined us and he's just going to settle in and take over. Immigration Minister Keith Bell said about 1,500 applications for Bahamian citizenship at the Department of Immigration would be affected by last week's landmark Privy Council ruling. That's 1,500 cases that are all specific to Bahamian men who are not married to the mother of the child but want the child to have their citizenship. Now, there's 1,500 cases. I just want to say that. Imagine how many more cases are sitting pending processing, right? And how urgent have you all taken this matter of citizenship, that you would have potentially thousands of not just applications sitting on desk, because I could deal with applications, that's just a piece of paper, but there are people's lives attached to those papers. And so do you have any sense of urgency in this process? What does it mean to have 1,500 applications just for this one particular narrow issue? And then back to the headline, why would Dwayne Sands think that DNA testing could spell trouble? Because from the political perspective, this helps you do what you are obligated to do as urgently as you are obligated to do it. So I'd throw that out there. But Mr. Newry, I thought that this paternity element and the conversation around it was fascinating, because I do have very grave concerns about the implementation of DNA testing.
Let's analyze it. And thank you very much again for starting the show, Aaron. Let's analyze the 1,500 and then we go back to Dwayne Sands. 1,500 Bahamian in waiting, right? Because they have automatic citizenship. These are Bohemians in waiting who are not Bohemians yet until whatever law that the government plans to change. Bohemians in waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Who more than likely had to wait until they were 18 to make this application.
Yeah.
Right? So these were thousands of Bohemians who were denied citizenship and had to wait until they're 18 plus to apply and then go through the process of having the government analyze and then grant their citizenship.
Yeah.
Right? Persons who were more likely was disenfranchised, couldn't do banking, couldn't live in the Bahamas, born more than likely in the Bahamas, cultured Bohemian-wise, right? People who have already applied. So more than likely, these 1,500 that they're calling, more than likely was going to get their citizenship anyway. And this particular process has sped that process up where government now has to deal with it more urgently. Instead of waiting the 10, 15, they apply for when they're 18 and they're 35, they finally getting their papers.
Yeah. That, I just need to say that that is unconscionable. That we like to label ourselves a Christian country, right? And we like to stand on those laurels. Ain't nothing decent about that. That you would have people waiting that long for determination on their life, right? Their citizenship, how they could live. But you prioritize the granting of economic citizenship. So you get the right amount of money.
Yeah, minor days.
It is inhumane.
And mind you, the Minister Keith Bell said there is a concern about fraudulent documents.
Yeah.
But if you're born in the Bahamas, get a Bahamian birth certificate saying you're born to Haitian parents or immigrant parents. Got a hospital card, Bahamian hospital card, which says you're born in the Bahamas at Prince Margaret Hospital at a particular time.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a Bahamian NIB to correspond with that.
Yeah.
To say that you work, not really necessarily working, but you get an NIB.
Yeah.
Get a Bahamian school record to say what you attended the school at this particular time and references. And then you hear the minister say that we are concerned about fraudulent documents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a concern.
Right.
Because it's being Bahamian documents, he's considered not valid. Now, I can understand you have some concern about the parents' origin, right?
Right.
But the children has a trace. We're not talking about the immigrant people in the school who came by whatever, undocumented, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We're talking about people who were born in the Bahamas, went to Bahamian school, culturalized to be Bahamian, right? Who we know. It's, I know when he grew up. I know him down the road. Right? Saying that they don't necessarily trust their documents, even though it's actually authorized Bohemian documents. With their signature on it? No. With these government people's signature on it?
And if in 2023, you're still being asked...
Computerized too.
You're still being told that you are required to bring in all of your supporting documents, foundational documents for electronic passport, even though you already have an electronic passport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, that was the clearest indicator...
Something wrong.
...that something... went drastically wrong at the passport office.
But before we analyze doing science, let's go to the call there. Producer, patch the caller there for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nurin. Of course, Aaron Green is here with me as we analyze what is highlighted inside the news.
Good morning, Nuri.
Good morning, inshallah.
You're thinking like me today. Thank you. What you say is all I had to say in my brain, and you sabotage my brain, but... You know, this is also Aaron Green, and good morning, Aaron Green, again. This also is a human rights issue that we've been talking about. I've been talking about it for a very long time. And Aaron, I knew what you said, but also my family, cousins, were affected by this. I always say if you're born here to be citizen of the country, automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that we need to go to that system because if a single man now, who have a child in this country now, Bohemian, for a long time, for God's sake. It's punishment. It is inhuman. It is not gender equality. Now we have gender equality among our men and women because a single woman child automatically a Bohemian now. My child, for God forbid, if I have one in this country, is now Bohemian. Funkin' Jr. is now Bohemian if he born to a single woman. Might be foreign parents or Bohemian.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for this rule. This rule makes sense. I don't know what Dr. Spence is talking about. I wonder if he live in our country, live in our culture. they're trying to make a political bony. That don't make no sense.
Dr. Sand's point is something different. We'll talk about that right now. And
right,
thanks very
right.
Much,
but I that's adding to it. I don't want to call back and add to it. I just want to add to it now. He's trying to score political bonies, but that don't work. You're making your party look bad. I'm your punk, and you have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we want to analyze Dr. Sands' comment, his concern.
Yeah. Let me just read a bit of that.
Read a little bit about it. And I, mind you, I cannot explain Dr. Sands' point, you know, but I only can assume this is what he meant. And this is true talking to people on social media and within the concerns they raise. It's okay. Yeah. Let me trash hash it out. Yeah. And let's see if it makes sense.
But yeah, I'm not certain why he spoke.
There's no need.
And why he said what he said. Because why would DNA testing spell trouble?
I could tell you why he thinks DNA spell, but you want to read a little bit?
Yeah, let me read a little bit.
Then I'll tell you why he's concerned.
The former minister anticipates significant upheaval in the Bahamas if DNA tests are required to establish paternity among people wanting recognition as citizens following the Privy Council's landmark ruling last week. Quote, the determination of paternity by affidavit or by marriage is not going to be adequate, and I see significant upheaval in the determination of who is the father of a child once you introduce genetic testing, said Dr. Sands. Well, listen, when you implement a new measure, what upheaval will it cause, A, and B, is that upheaval not a good thing? Like was diverting to a process that gives more certainty, right? Isn't that the best option? Now, the article goes on to say, Dr. Sands, the chairman of the Free National Movement, said, you know how the song say, your daddy ain't your daddy, but your daddy don't know. We have this view that you are the father of the child if you are married to the mother of the child when the child is born. And you know and I know that there are a number of instances where you ain't the father. Let me respond to that. I know you want to respond.
Go ahead.
Let me respond to that by saying this. It's not a view. He said like it's a view, like people that sit at Arawaki and look out at the view of the old coral world that broke down and dilapidated and should never eat a barracuda from around that pot. That's a view. The law says, so I don't understand what he's, that's why when you don't have lawyers, when you have non-lawyers in leadership and governance, the law says that the husband of the woman who gave birth to the child is presumed to be the father of the child. That's not a view, that's the law.
And
so I don't know why he said that.
And like I said, let's start analyzing, right?
Me
finish reading? No. You start talking, that's why.
I start analyzing.
You should read and then we analyze.
Yeah.
Go ahead, finish reading and then we'll analyze.
No, that's it. I analyze it now.
So let me say this, right?
Yeah.
Who owns a man's DNA? Can a woman who had a child, say I'm a single man and I had a child or supposedly alleged child with a foreign woman.
Mm-hmm.
And can she force me, petition the court, to have me test, to have the child know if the child is mine or not?
See, now when, you see that question?
You see how they're problematic?
Right.
Again, problematic.
No, when Dwayne Sands says it could spell trouble, I thought these were the considerations that he had, because I have similar concerns, right? The first, the question of whose rights are prioritized in this matter. Should the mother or father's right to privacy? Like the mother don't want nobody know who she is engaging with, mm-hmm. or who the child's father is. The father don't want anybody to know that he's having sex with that woman or that he's the father of that child. He don't even want to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does the father's right to know whether that's his child or not? Does the mother's right to know whether that man is the father of her child? Are those the rights that are prioritized, or is the right of the child to know who their father is prioritized in this matter?
I have a cousin.
Yeah.
I have a cousin, right, who was having concerns with her husband.
Yeah.
Right? And as they were having concerns about the husband, she got pregnant, right? And for some reason, her husband did not think that the child was his, but the child born anyway, and of course, the child automatically,
because the law presumes him to be the father.
Yes, presumed to be a father. But he knew that his wife and him weren't together, because they broke up right afterwards.
So there was an informal separation.
Yes, because the wife had a boyfriend.
Okay.
My cousin had a boyfriend.
Yeah, but they weren't legally separated.
No, but so she had a boyfriend.
That's the point I'm making, yeah.
Right? And she wasn't sure if it was the boyfriend own or the husband own, because she did, yeah, whatever it is. And they all knew.
Right.
My point is now, using that story and saying that the father was a foreign man, the real daddy, the boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And if I was the daddy and I said, let me check to see if this child is mine to make sure, because, you know, I know, yeah, we were separated, but we was together, you know?
Yeah.
Whose child is that? And if it's not my child, can I say, no, man, that child can't be Bahamian? That's that foreign boy child.
Well, listen, here's what I think.
That's that foreign man child, and he need to claim and take care of his child, because the DNA proved that that is my child, and pay no child support.
There are great concerns. There are calls for mandatory paternity determination at birth, right? So you...
Now?
Yeah, from people in the Bahamas. It's already been established in some jurisdictions in Europe,
mm-hmm,
right? At birth, the process is you take the DNA, you hold the DNA of the mother and the child. If there's a father presented, you take his DNA and you do the testing. And then there are other procedures,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still querying that wholesale mandatory legislation for all children born. But I think a man who suspects that a child is his should have the right to go to the court and request an order for a DNA test.
But what about the citizenship? This is citizenship we're talking about. We ain't talking about a man. I just, after he found he ain't his, will the citizenship be revoked?
Well, this is the right. Hold on. This is it. After that, if I think that the citizenship, question mark is put there, and I think the question should be, if the mother is...
Foreign woman. Is that me talking about? See, you're going quiet. You're analyzing it. Let's go to the call while you analyze. Producer Pastor called it through while Aaron analyzed that.
Boy, that's a good one. That's one of the questions I have.
Analyze it.
Because
go ahead,
how
do
you separate the child from the mother?
Okay. Good morning.
The mother foreign. Huh?
But she married to a man who in the Bahamas.
No, we're changing the story now. It's a foreign man now. And I'm...
No, who is the biological father, but the husband... hold on.
Okay, let's change
story
it.
Sorry,
caller. 1 minute for me. Let's change it. I am a single man, Bahamian, and I had a religion.
Yeah.
No, I changed into a married one. A foreign woman, I suspect that's not my child.
Yeah.
Right? And had the DNA and found out that, no, dying thingam. Who? I say that still don't make no sense.
Okay, let's go to the caller.
Let's go to the caller. That don't make no sense. Yeah. Go ahead, caller. Sorry.
Yes. You know what it could be? Guess what it could be? It could be a foreign. It's very complicated, right? Because even if you are a Bahamian man married to a foreign woman, she would have a right to apply for citizenship, which would be the right to pass to that child. Let me make 3 points. Let me make 2, and you can decide if you want a third. Let me give you 2 real-life cases. I know of someone that's made it into the U.S., and here's the problem they have. They, one person, is looking to get documentation now to make application while in the U.S. The problem they are discovering is that they, in the Bahamas, and they were told they were born in the Bahamas,
mm-hmm,
to this woman. And they are now finding out that they were not born in the Bahamas. They were brought to the Bahamas, and the woman is not their mother. But he has Bahamian birth certificate. And so so he's trying to find out, oh, well, what happens when the U.S. investigating this and this and everything else? And so that could be multiple instances. So a child is brought in. You remember how they come in on their own? And then they get documentations and affidavits saying they were born here. And now they need to provide their hereditary information, like how you in the U.S. they require the name of all relatives, all these different things. And they're finding out that they... information doesn't match. Another case of a person that has a name that they use and they're continuously used for a number of years, more than 2 decades, and now they too are seeking to be relocated. The problem is that in spite of using these names and all of the other different things, in technicality, they have been able to be into our system. But there's no documentation to support who they say they are.
Mm-hmm.
There is documentation to support in reality in another country. But if you just take the prima facie value of those documents, would they be considered citizens?
without authentication of the information in spite of the so-called, that the Justice of the Peace do, these affidavits. And so it brings the fact that we have a chaotic type environment, including our passports. Even this is our third incarnation of digital passports, and places like the United States and others are beginning to question the integrity of our passports.
Places like the United States, but see, Alan, Bahamians been questioning it. There are Bahamians who have spent their whole life. I want to thank you for the contribution. I can respond, and I got another caller on the line. Thank you very much. There are Bahamians who've been waking their whole life. I'm Bahamian, and it's Bahamians who are more Bahamian than me, and their citizenship is being questioned.
Yes.
Not because they're not Bahamian, but because of, and I'm going to use this word, and I know it's a very strong word, but because of what I suspect is malfeasance in the post office. And malfeasance in those areas where documents are kept.
And before we go to the caller, and Patrick, call it through a producer, what would take precedence? The Justice of Peace swearing that the man said, man, this is my child, and I swear this is my child, so I'm now taking title, or the DNA?
The DNA got to take precedence.
But I swear for the majesty of the queen.
Now, there's a question with DNA. Oh boy.
But let's go to the caller. And then go ahead.
So I'm just confused. I don't know what the problem is with the DNA testing. It's not being unfair or inequitable to anybody, just because they say the Bahamian woman can automatically pass a citizenship, but an unwed Bahamian man cannot. The unwed Bahamian woman is Bahamian. The whole issue is whether the child is Bahamian or not. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. You see, with an unwed Bahamian mother, the fact is she's Bahamian. So that automatically,
mm-hmm.
That's fine. With the father, because he's unwed, when I'm talking, with all due respect to Dr. Sands, he addressed the question yesterday on Steve's show, speaking from as if the situation was before a married couple. No, if you married, whatever your wife have, that's yours. You got to take care of that. That's what it is, right? We're talking about an unwed Bahamian man. So if he's not married to that woman, who's to say that is his child? That is all. I would think that the unwed Bahamian man, since he will be obligated to take care of this child that this foreign woman is saying is his, would also want to know, well, this is my child,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand what kind of problem that would cause, the whole purpose around it is to protect and make sure and understand that this is a Bahamian child.
Yes.
Absolutely right, ma'am. Thank you very much, ma'am.
And those sentiments were raised in the ruling, I think, by the justices. Okay, so two things.
Go ahead.
There are issues with DNA testing. I don't think they're the issues that Sands is raising. I think the issues that Sands are raising are solved not by not using DNA testing, but by shifting our moral compasses, moderating our behavior, and realizing the impact and the potential implications of our reckless sexual behavior. Right? I say immoral. I ain't getting into that part. Reckless. Because when you're sleeping with people who you can't sleep with openly,
mm-hmm.
and you have children, then you cause a problem for those children. That takes us to the question. This is how the question that we were trying to address before the call started. This is how I wrote it yesterday. What happens if the child's mother is married to a man who is not the father of the child, but is presumed to be the father, right? And I think perhaps, caller, that's what Dr. Sands is talking about, and that's why he would have been talking about a married couple. It appears as if, right, that's what you were getting at.
Yeah.
Aaron is foreign.
Okay, hold on, Aaron. Let's just say this. You are foreign.
Right.
And you married to a foreign man. I'm Bahamian, and I had relations with you, even though you married.
Right.
Or you were separated from your husband, but you still legally married.
Right.
And of course, the child is automatically his because you're still legally married.
Right. And he's foreign.
Can I go and claim my child, even though automatically the child belongs to that foreign boy?
Yeah, I think with this new ruling, mm-hmm. I think what is required is not just amending of the law, but new provisions added, which say, if you suspect that you are the father of a child and you want to make that determination, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's a subsection, because if he is my child, then he deserves to have Bahamian citizenship. As it currently stands, mm-hmm. he is holding the citizenship of another country.
Let's analyze discrimination. And it's a subtle discrimination, which makes no sense, but it's a subtle discrimination.
Yeah.
Let's put down two single Bahamians, a single Bahamian woman and a single Bahamian man together.
Yeah.
They both had children.
Uh-huh.
The woman had, out of wedlock, had a child.
Uh-huh, that child
man,
is Bahamian.
Out of wedlock, has a child.
To a foreign woman.
To a foreign, all of them's foreign.
Yeah.
All of them's foreign, right? My thing is, automatically, the woman's child get citizenship,
yeah.
But you're putting a stipulation that a man got to have a DNA test.
But you know,
so that's not automatic
no more.
Stop. Go ahead.
There are witnesses at the birth who we presume provide proof that the child came out of the mother.
You mean the people who we don't accept the hospital records say, man, the records say anything?
Listen.
I need a DNA for her too to make sure that her child is hers. It got to be fair. It can't be fair.
No.
DNA for both.
The presumption is we know that the child came from the mother because that's the only way the child could have gotten here.
Is presumption in law now?
No, that's presumption in life.
Thereby trying to say, if the woman getting the DNA, if the man getting DNA, the woman should get DNA too. Even though it's presuming, that presumption where it is, that is her child.
Producer, you have a song about...
Just be fair. The law is supposed to be fair.
Pause.
We don't be equality.
No.
Your woman will get benefits.
There are exceptions. Listen, there are
exceptions to equality.
Exceptions for everything. So here's what I'm saying to you.
Go ahead.
I think the DNA is the way to go, but there are very concerning issues that have to be addressed. Issues around privacy, issues around who controls the DNA, where it's stored, how it can be used while it's being stored, when will it be destroyed, right? Those are all very important issues. And then I sit in here trying to be all sensible, and I remember I used to watch Maury. Remember that show called Maury, when they did all the DNA testing, women would come. I don't know who the father of my child is, mm-hmm. and I have a number of men I would like to test. Mm-hmm. And then we have some of these outlier episodes where you have a woman testing 14 different mm-hmm. men. And you say to yourself, how could she not do a better assessment of singling it down? Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what happens, what I believe happens in that situation, because I is Inspector Gadget. Sometimes, in the early renditions of that show, they would send the person the DNA test. So the show is in Chicago, but you live in the Bahamas. They're going to send the DNA kit to the Bahamas for you to take the test and then put it in an envelope and send it back. And I am certain,
mm-hmm.
I will swear on Mount Alvernia,
mm-hmm.
that the father of the child is probably one of the first two men that she tested.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those men got their friend
yeah.
to take the DNA test for them,
mm.
right? And so the whole test is of no use.
It made that woman look bad.
Ah, there you go. And so there has to be strict procedures around how the test is taken, oversight, observation, to ensure that the person who's supposed to be taking it is taking it.
I still want to investigate and interrogate the idea if a foreign woman can demand a Bahamian man to take a DNA test. Because Bahamian men don't tend to sign birth certificates anyway.
Right. But, so
right?
I think,
that's your chat.
Right. I think,
especially if you're married.
I think when DNA, with this new ruling, the effect of this new ruling is that we should see the change in legislation, and a mother should be able to go to the court, right?
You have to force me to get my body through
it? No, I didn't say force. I said go to the court and petition
uh-huh.
the court order a DNA test.
That's a kind of force.
You go to the court. You are required to come to the court, Cecil.
And say no.
And then you could say, listen, there is no reason for me to take this test because I've never had sex with this woman.
What?
Right? And the woman will say, that's a lie.
I have records. I have that dress.
And hopefully the court will say, well, there's a standard of proof or consideration. And she'll say, well, listen, there are witnesses who witnessed our intimacy. They weren't in the bedroom with us, but they were in the house when he came to sleep over.
You're always diminishing Bohemian Men anyway. I'm watching this, this narrative.
But here's the thing.
It's making us look small.
If you have no chance of being the father, why would you be concerned about taking the test? My concerns about taking the test in that situation is this. I'm not concerned that I'm the father so I can take the test. Who owns the DNA? Who owns the information, the actual matter and the information derived from it? How can it be used? Can law enforcement agencies
We're about to take a short that? Break and I want us to get, be able to read all these texts that we get. And Erin, you read those texts and we, on the next side, we come into, you had another topic, eh?
I think there's something in the paper to talk about.
But read those things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we go to break right after that. And then we come on, or we still could analyze this, either one.
Yeah, man, I think there's a little bit more to delve into.
Okay.
I think it's important. The point is not missed. This is an important discussion. Mm-hmm. Bahamians got to have it. Mm-hmm. Because you can't have 1,500 plus citizenship applications.
We can't afford that. We don't really want to be Bahamians anyway.
The people who are getting paid to do a job that they don't, I mean, there are people who are comfortable with it because they're getting paid, but the people whose lives rest on these decisions.
Paper Bahamians. Read the text. Read the text.
First text. Good morning, CA. That child is not captured under the new interpretation, but it's because it says unmarried foreign mother and unmarried Bahamian man.
Yes.
No, Texter.
Understand.
No.
No,
that's incorrect. No.
He's talking about the married issue I was talking about. We're not talking about the married.
No, that's not what he's saying. I don't think that's what they're saying. When people say the unmarried foreign.
That's what you're going to say. He was talking about the example I gave, and I said, no, that doesn't make no sense. I questioned it. It was a poor example. But go ahead, finish reading the text.
We got to get back to that. That's foolishness.
On the next
the two of y'all talking foolishness.
That's the next thing.
You want more text?
Any more text? Yeah, one more text.
No, there are plenty more text. Okay. What happens when a Bahamian man gets married to a foreign woman who has a child and decides to adopt the child? And then a man comes in and petitions for DNA
adoption
testing.
Adoption different.
No, but it's a consideration. That's why I wanted to go further because we have comments from Bell
Any
as well. Erin, did that female caller just say when a woman has a child in marriage, a man has to take care of it? Let me clarify this. A man is not obligated to take care of anything, whether in marriage or not, if it's not his child. She mix up. Dear Texter, don't run afoul of the law. If you are married to a woman and that woman has a child within the marriage, whether you are the biological father or not, the law presumes you to be the father. And she may divorce you and you may be required to pay some sort of maintenance for that child, even though DNA testing.
The devil is a liar.
Before this law is amended.
The devil's a liar.
That's okay, your child. Are you ready to go to the call? I mean, there's another.
We got to go to break. That's okay. I want you to run through the text, though.
Okay, because of the corruption in our system, both mothers and fathers now have to be questioned. Citizenship should have a higher standard of verification than anything that exists, including the parent relationship and inheritance. That one is for you.
That one's for me.
Yeah. We got Adele.
Hey, my cousin bad. Yeah, some bad cousins. Auckland's people. But anyway, this is Guardian Radio in the AM with CA Dury. I have Erin Green and myself analyzing this new situation with automatic citizenship for Bahamian men who have children, single Bahamian men. And we're going to analyze it and do commentary with Dwayne Sands. And now we can do commentary regarding Keith Bell and his commentary.
And Attorney General.
And Attorney General and everything. But we'll be right back. Call ICU. If you can hold on, we'll bring you in on the next side. We'll be right back.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio in the AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and of course, Aaron Green is with me. I have a happy birthday greetings to Miss Royanne Ford, and that's coming out from her husband, actually, Sean Jr., her son, Seth, and Savannah. Happy birthday again to Royanne Ford. I also want to extend Happy Mother's Day, actually. Happy Mother's Day to my wife, of course. Happy Mother's Day to... there's a whole list I was given, and my phone just died, so I need to read that again before we go. But it was from Kiray Ingram. And Kiray Ingram said to his wife, Janae Ingram, of course, his mother, Mrs. Ingram, and I need to get that name, and extend to his mother-in-law, Joyanne Fritt. And I can't wait to get my phone back. So as soon as I get my phone back and do that list, but that was from Kiray Ingram, who is sending Happy Mother's Day greetings. I just said my phone died in mid-reading, and I got to do that properly when I get at least one bar. Go ahead, Aaron.
I love the Mother's Day shout out. In the interest of balance and gender neutrality, I want to say a lot of people need to know who their daddies are. And I think that prioritizes, right? That's a priority over everything else. Then we go into the call. Yeah. And so I wanted to say this. I'm a part of the Hasty Hannah Tynes clan on my father's side.
I know how yours marry each other. I know about Joel, but go ahead.
But we record it. It's recorded, right? We're having a South South in June, right? And I'm trying to create a space for people to come down and do just that. Learn who your people are. Figure out who they are. Because that's the appropriate response to this issue. Genetic, I think DNA testing is the way to go. Whether I personally want people to be collecting my DNA or not, right? That's the way to go. So when I read this text, have you all read the details of the cases? Because then you will see why the minister is concerned about fraud. We know why there are concerns about fraud. Nobody is doubting the concerns about fraud. That's why we both saying the DNA testing is the way to go. Only one of the Roll children had a birth certificate at the time of birth. And none of the Pierre children had a birth certificate. All done by affidavit. Some recorded almost 14 years later and no father listed. That's why we saying... DNA testing is perhaps the best way to go. We understand how tenuous these procedures, the current criteria are. Mm-hmm. And see, we got a caller.
But let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Producer Patrick Trum. Caller, can you hear me? Hello, caller, Green Wind.
Very pathetic for someone like me because, firstly, Ms. Green and Mr. Nui, I'm not even concerned about the construct of married and unmarried. You understand me? Born here, you could be naturalized according to certain stipulations. So I don't have a problem with discriminating. I don't know why they're discriminating if someone is unmarried. But the question with the DNA test as far as married and unmarried is that there will be more lying mothers that are unmarried, lying that someone is the father. So you will have that in an unmarried situation. So the DNA test is integral. And I don't see any upheaval or anything. As a matter of fact, I see the opposite. Because when somebody takes care of a child and finds out subsequently it is in his own, it can cause more of enough evil, even though maybe they have already become attached.
But that's it, because they become attached.
Yeah, they could be already attached to the person. Like, I've seen it over and over. But then again, there are cheaper methods, and there are cheaper... Did you know that the PCR test can be used for proof paternity? and it's cheaper than the other DNA test. So they'll be able to read it. And so the fact that Mr. Manuel mentioned about the father not being available, there's something called an avuncular test, in which mm-hmm. obviously you can it comes from a Latin word meaning mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Paternal mother.
Right.
Maternal uncle. That's what it means. So yeah. then you could use the uncle or any sibling to prove yeah. DNA.
And 52, I think that a child's right to know who their mother and father are, right? And a child's right to belong, to have a citizenship, is paramount and should override any other consideration.
Are you saying once they born here?
No, I think generally, across the board, any country, any place in the world, I think that's a foundational principle, that a child's right to know their mother and their father and to belong, to have a citizenship, to belong somewhere.
Yeah, I'm trying to debunk the excuses for not promoting the DNA test.
Oh, we with you.
Even if the father's not there, you can still get this, even if they're not from the same, if they come from the same father and different mother, you can do a DNA test and you could read the sequence and then you could see the disparity.
Yeah.
In the genome sequence, and then you could determine from that yeah. also that there's blood tests too also.
But it
doesn't really matter. But what I'm concerned about is the fact that the minister has been saying over and over fraudulent documents are submitted to obtain legitimate documents, and the justice of the peace in a case like what C. Allen mentioned should obviously be brought before the courts. This is a proliferation of this, you know.
Yes.
This thing about justice of the peace is outdated, Aaron.
Uh-huh, I'm with you. But 52, I'm with you.
Some people say after David, but David Madna, because he's after John or after Joseph. After David, it has no significance. It can't, because you've seen how it can be manipulated for money.
Listen,
it is
not sickening. Just...
But Aaron, if they're discovering this and they're not...
That's what I'm trying to say, 52.
If they're not seizing the documents, what's the point of mentioning it to the people?
50.
There's a proliferation. If there was to do a real analogy, they'll find out that this is the order of the day, corruption, and we've been sold out, and it's ridiculous. And we can see it. We can see it because some people can't speak English.
Thank you.
They get everything. Do you realize that some people could be born without going in hospital? That people have that ability to born children without going to hospital?
Man,
they born,
yeah,
they never registered. You know, there are people here like born, you know, no one knows.
Yes, 52, of course.
But there's no urgency.
No, listen, Paul.
There needs to be urgency.
There, absolutely. And don't think that I'm disagreeing with you. The point that I was going to make is that this right to know and to belong not just should be paramount, but it should change the way that we live, the way that we even think about death, understanding the environment that we're operating in, understanding all of the things you said about justices of the peace and affidavits. We should be collecting the DNA of people when they die until paternity is and stored until paternity is determined, because people have the right to know. So we're going to get back into the case. Bell, DNA testing may need to be considered following citizenship ruling. Bell says, the article says, Minister of Labor said today, we may have to consider introducing DNA testing to confirm a child's paternity. I don't even like that statement. What do you mean we may have to consider it, Bell?
That means they ain't considering it. Even though...
No.
It
means that they play in games.
That's what playing games?
Yes.
You think the minister playing games?
Keith Bell is one of the smartest... When I was going to UB, COB Law School, this boy was touted as one of the smartest boys in the country.
I remember he and Antoinette Allen got the top award.
Right? So here's what I'm saying. They know that paternity is the way that we have to go. And they know why. What I was going to say to 52 is that your government, who didn't want to spend the resources necessary to outfit the islands with the government services that they needed to ensure things like that all births throughout the entire archipelago were documented. They didn't want to do that. They determined that we're going to rely on affidavits for the purpose of political expediency. We need an act for sourcing and using DNA. We need an act to oversee this issue. That's the point that I was making, Texter. Mm-hmm. And those are the gravest concerns. Who owns my DNA? Will the police or Interpol have access to it? Can it be sold? Imagine the government say to the company, but look here, if y'all give us 50% off on the cost, you could do whatever you want with this DNA.
Yes. So we have 2 minutes. So then let me read my text properly. Said, this is from Kiray Ingram. Said, I would like to wish these ladies a happy Mother's Day. And the list goes as Janae Francis Ingram, Amber Zine, Ingram, Ken Ranieri, Joy Ann Frith, Deborah Deems, and Sherry Ann Ferguson. And that's from Kirei Ingram. And he's wishing everyone Happy Mother's Day. Yeah. And of course, I'm wishing Happy Mother's Day to my wife and, of course, my mother, May. May, how you doing? Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, Happy Mother's Day to my mother. But most importantly, this conversation isn't an indictment on women, and it's not intended to beat up women or provide a space where you could justify your belief that these women are frauds and they've taken advantage of men. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we prioritize the right of the child to know and the right of the child to belong. And that may require us to upheave everything and the way that we do it.
I just don't want to be forced to have someone take my DNA without my consent.
You know what you was doing, and you know why your name get called.
If it wasn't there, your name wouldn't get called, right?
Right, but if you know that it's not your child,
it shouldn't be no fair.
Then you shouldn't have a fear of taking the test. And if you know you were there, you know that it may be your child, and you know that you should take the test.
These foreign women need to know their place.
It's 2023, and for a man to get up and say, I ain't going to go take a test because I don't care if that's my child or not.
But that's a foreign woman, though.
That's a shame.
But it's a foreign woman.
That's a shame. No. And it's a shame that we have not stamped that attitude out of our country, understanding where we have come from. Many of us don't know who our fathers are because on the plantation, we were not allowed to know. And we should not be perpetuating this in the new world.
There you go. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.